Dying does not mean ceasing to exist. The concept that the world has about dying is something wrong and hopeless. It is usually a topic that we do not touch, that we do not like to talk about. And it is something for which we never prepare, to be honest. We always consider it, yes, of course, but we are fleeting beings. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that we have a little time on earth. And we need to think about it. Because we always live life one day at a time. And we never prepare for those news. And when at some point this comes and surprises us, through a friend or a family member, then we miss it. We miss this person. We miss them in our lives. So the first thing that we do is to cry, because the first thought that comes to our mind is that this is a goodbye. But let me tell you today that God has a totally different perspective than the one we have about dying. And I repeat it again, and the Bible teaches it. To die does not mean to cease to exist. To die in the Bible means that a separation occurs. When God created the human being, He gave him life. But that word life contains a great and profound definition, which is the manifestation of breath, which produces movement, which produces in us to want and to do. Do you remember in the book of Genesis when God created man? God made a design of the human being. Then He formed him from the same earth, from all that He had already made. And at the end He formed man. And then He placed him in Eden, in the garden of God. There, once man was already formed, he lied there, he just rested there, just made from the dust of the earth, but inert, separated. He had no expression, he had no breath, something to move him and to indicate to him that he was in the world. Therefore, the Bible says that God did not leave man like that. He just didn't leave him made out of the dust and leave him resting, lying just there. God is life itself, my beloved friends. So in Him, there is no death. There is no end because He is eternal. The book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 says, God put eternity in the life of man, within man. Because that eternity is not a small, limited span of time. It has no beginning, it has no end. It does not end. That eternity does not end, my beloved friends. Because it is the very essence of God. So God made man. He had him there. But man had no expression of life because there was no life inside him. It was all physical. So then in order for man to be a living being, the Bible says that God breathed into his nostrils. And He breathed the breath of life. That means that God took from His expression, from what He is, from who He is, and He placed it in the human being. And when man received that breath from the Creator, when man received that breath from God, a breath entered. And the Bible says that that breath entered inside of man, and then automatically man became a living being. So from that moment on, man was able to receive that gift called life. But a life both physical, or we could call it the living life, which is the physical life that allows us to move, to relate, to touch, to feel, that allows us to be dynamic in this natural world. But the life alone was not the only one that was imparted to man. Life was also added to him, but life that comes from God, a life that comes from the Spirit. So we're talking about a physical life and a spiritual life. And that, my friend, is the reason why you have feelings, is the reason why you have emotions. There is a part of man that science has not been able to define, because it is too difficult to understand. But it is real, and the fact that is denied or not understood does not mean that it doesn't exist. And that is the spiritual life of man. And I'm talking about his soul and his spirit. The Bible says that God made man in his image and likeness. Man is a tripartite being. So, in other words, he's formed by three parts: spirit, soul, and body. In the spirit is the conscience, which is the one that shows us the good, the bad, and where we also find the intuition and we find communion. It is there where that relationship with God originates, from our spirit to him. And in the soul we find the emotions, the feelings, the will, the mind. They are in the soul and they are united. Absolutely, they are all united. So when God gave man life, he not only gave him the blessing of being able to move in the natural, but to have hope, to have faith, to participate in what God is, in his image and likeness. So to live life without meaning, it's meaningless, because that's not what we were designed for. That's not what we were created for by the Lord in this way. Do you think he created us just to die? It is an appointment that we will all definitely have at some point. And we are in troubled times. We are in times of a global pandemic where COVID has taken more lives than ever, than anything else. And perhaps you are listening to this audio and you had to say goodbye to your loved ones because that moment came in their lives. And those of us who are alive, we are still alive for a reason. But it's not just because what made God allow us to live, what made God allow us to continue to live today? Why are we still here and they're not? I cannot tell you. I have no answer, and I can tell you that only God knows. But what I can tell you is that the fact that people live this earth does not mean that it is over, that everything is over. If we are only to live with that thought, then we are limiting ourselves. And perhaps try to enjoy life because we think that at some point everything might end. But my dear friend, when we say goodbye to this earth, not everything is over. When we say goodbye to that physical life, not everything is over. Remember that there is eternity. There is eternity, and life continues in that eternity, but not longer here on this physical earth. And maybe this is what we have to meditate on. Where are we going to spend our eternity? Is it with God? And if it is, it won't just be because of good deeds, because that is not what it is about. To spend an eternity with God is to be able, while we are in this time in earth, to acknowledge God as our only Lord and Savior, to give Him our heart and our lives here, and ensure our passage into eternity in the right way, my beloved friend. Otherwise, the opportunities we had here to decide will no longer have an effect once we have left our time on this earth. So if you had to say goodbye to a family member, today I come to tell you that it is not a goodbye. It is a see you later. Because those who die with Christ in their heart, they will rise again with Him. Now you probably are going to ask me, but Pastor, where do you get the information to say that? Well, I want to tell you that the Bible teaches it in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4. From verse 13 onwards, the Bible says, "And now, beloved brethren, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so that you may not grieve as those who have no hope. Do you know why many are sad today? Because I can cry, but I have hope, and I have peace, but they don't. There is joy in my heart, because I know that at some point we will all be resurrected with the Lord, and we will be spending eternity with Him." Now I'm gonna read this passage. It is very strengthening, and I want you to use it as a word of encouragement, because here Paul says that there is sadness that comes when there is no more hope. And he goes on to say in verse 14, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring with Him those believers who have died." And if you keep reading that text, it's going to explain that there is going to be a resurrection. God has the power to do that. So we have a way to go, and also to know that there is a chance, as long as we open our eyes and we can breathe. But not just a chance to keep believing, to enjoy life, or to live as if every minute was the last, but to take all the pleasures that this world gives and put them to a side, because in the end they will get you to die quicker than anything else. So you can try everything, and in the end you will still live with such a big emptiness in your heart. The true meaning of enjoying life means to understand that if I open my eyes and I can breathe today, it means I have the opportunity to open my heart and say to God, "Please dwell in me. My heart is yours. It belongs to you, Heavenly Father. That is worth and that is more important than anything else." And if we accept Jesus Christ in our hearts, if we die with Him, if our family knows of Jesus and dies with Him, my beloved friend, then we have that hope that those of us who are here, we go forward, we follow the race, and we trust. We have a living hope. So the last time we see each other again, it will be to go towards eternity with the Lord. We will be resurrected, but no longer will feel sadness, will no longer feel the pain, will no longer live afflictions or needs or have needs. No, now we can enjoy in His peace, in His love. He will fill everything in everyone, and everything will be completely different. So today I really want to bring you this word of hope, my beloved friends, because there is resurrection. If there is hope, it is not the last thing that is lost. And it's not lost because in God, hope is not lost. If there is opportunity, it will not be a goodbye, definitely. It will be a small separation only, an opportunity to rejoin completely with God. So strengthen yourself today and rise up with these words that come from the Lord. This is all written in the Bible, and the Bible is the Word of God. And take this so that your heart will not be sad, and you will not be sad during this temporary time on this earth, but you live with a hope and you live with joy that one day you're gonna spend eternity, and your eternal life will be forever next to your Creator, next to the life giver. So rise up and strengthen yourself, and know that life is in Jesus. And as long as we are in Him and with Him, we are in life. We are alive. Because as long as there is life, yes, there is hope. Father, thank you for your wonderful word. This beautiful word that we have received today and that we can enjoy. Thank you because it gives us peace. It restores our joy. We know that there will be times to cry and it hurts. The departure of a loved one, it truly hurts. But now we know that it's not a goodbye, but it is a see you later. It does hurt, Lord, but we thank you because you are our comfort, and these words give us courage, encouragement to continue in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Ojos. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you can find me as Pastor Elias HC. Pastor Elias HC. And on YouTube, you can enter our channel. You can subscribe. It's called Devotionals Just in Time. A huge hug to everyone and many blessings.